Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Chavbez Amabez. We're holding on Chavbez Amad Aleph, three lines from the bottom, by the two dots, Alachera V'chulu. So it says, we mentioned in the Mishnah that if there's a sword that passes through a city, so they have to be Masriyan. Tanur Abadam, we learned in the Braisa, the Acharev Sha'amru, when they said if a sword passes through, you're Masriyan, Eino Tzarech Leimar Acharev Sheino Shel Shalom. Needless to say, if the sword is coming to fight, Ela Filu Acharev Shel Shalom, even if the sword is just coming to pass through the land, it's not coming to fight, Afal Pikein, we're Masriyan. Sheino Lecha Acharev Shel Shalom Yaisen Miparu Nechai. There was no Acharev Shel Shalom more than the sword of Paru Nechai, who was coming from Mitzrayim, through Eretz Yisrael, to go to Melech Ashur to wage a war against Ashur, and Vafalpike Nichshav B'Hamelech Yeshio, and Vafalpike Yeshio, the king of Klal Yisrael at the time of Yehuda, so he was Nichshav. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, that Vayishlach Elav Malachim, that Paru Nechai sends messengers to Yeshio, Leimor saying, Mali V'lach Melech Yehuda Le'alecha Ata Hayoyim Ki Abes Melchamti V'lehim Amar Levaleni Chadalucham Elohim Asherimi V'yesh Chisecha. He basically told Yeshio, I'm just coming to pass through. My God told me to go through, to go quickly, and so I just want to pass through. I'm not coming to fight you. So my Elohim Asherimi, what does it mean when he said, the God that's with me? Amar Yehuda Amar Rav Zvu Avodah Zara. He was referring to his Avodah Zara. So Amar, so Yeshio reasoned to himself, he said, since Paru Nechai, he's serving, he's being Avid Avodah Zarah, he's trusting his Avodah Zarah, I'll be able to wage a war against him, and I'll be successful. I'll be victorious. And the pasuk says, "Vayoyru hayoyrim lamelch Yeshio." Now, lemaisa they shot arrows at the king Yeshio. Vayoyim ramelch avadav haviruni ki achilisimai. And Yeshio says to his servants, he says, "Get me out of here, take me away, because I'm very sick." My achilisimai. What does it mean when Yeshio said that he's very sick? He was just shot with arrows. What does it mean he's very sick? Amar Yehuda Amar Rav melamed shaasu kol gufay kikvara kikvara. His whole body was made like a sieve. Achilisi means it was made chulyos. It had lots of holes in it. He mamush looked like a sieve. Now, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rebbe, b'nei ma nenash Yeshio. Why was Yeshio deserving of such a punishment? B'nei shahayu lo limlach b'Yirmiyo v'lo nimlach. Because he should have consulted with Yirmiyo about whether or not he should wage this war, and he did not consult. So, my Darash, what did Yeshio think? Why did he think he should fight them? Because the pasuk says, we have a haftacha v'cherev le'savor b'artzachem, that a sword will not pass through your land. So, my cherev, what does it mean a sword won't pass through? Ili, mecher sha'ina shel shalom. If it means a sword that's coming to wage war, or can't be. Vaksev nesati shalom baretz. It already says, I'm going to make shalom in your land. Ela afilu shel shalom. It must be the haftacha is that even the cherev shel shalom won't pass through our land. But when yodei ha'shein doi rodei meyafe. Now Yeshio didn't realize that we weren't deserving of this haftacha. His door wasn't deserving of it. And if he would have went to Yirmiyo, so Yirmiyo would have told him that. But he didn't go, and therefore he was deserving of this punishment. Now says the Gemara, ki avanicha nafshe, when Yeshio was dying, so chazi Yirmiyo sevase de kamarachshon. Yirmiyo noticed that Yeshio's lips were moving. So Amar, so Yirmiyo said, shemachas v'shalom milsudli mahagna Amar agav tzare. Maybe Yeshio is in so much pain, and he's saying something that's not proper. So gachin, he bent over, ushame, and he overheard Yeshio de kamatztik ala adina, a nafshe. No, he was taka being matztik ala v'sadin. He was saying that HaKadosh Baruch was right. Amar, he was saying, Natsadiku Hashem, Hashem is righteous, Kipu, Marisi, I'm the one who rebelled against him. And Pasach Aliyah Yishaita, he said about him at that time, Ruach HaPenu Mashiach Hashem. Now, Ma'isa, there was a story, V'yarju Zekenim Yishalayim Arayim V'chulu, we mentioned in the Mishnah a story where they saw a Malay Tanor of Shidafin in Ashkelon, and because of that Shidafin, they were Geizer Atainis in Yerushalayim. So Yibaylu, the Gemara is a Shiloh, and had to understand what the Mishnah says, that they saw Shidafin, the size of an oven full of Shidafin that was affecting the Tfua. So it doesn't mean Kumay Tanor Tavua, doesn't mean an oven full of Tfua, a large amount of Tfua. Idumma Kumay Tanor Yaf, a Tanor Pass. Or maybe it means an oven full of bread. There was Shidafon that was destroying the amount of Tavua which it would take to make an oven full of bread. So, which is less, because when you make bread, you don't mamish fill up the entire oven. So, Tashema, Kemlai Pitanur. The Braisa, the Lashon of the Braisa, is that it was a Mlai Pitanur, the opening, the mouth of the oven. Now, Tavua wouldn't stick by the mouth of the oven, only bread would, so it must be we're talking about bread. Vadainti Baile, Kikisuya de Tanura. Doesn't mean the amount of bread that would fill up the mouth of the oven. Idilma kidara derifta the hadrle lepuma de tanura. Or does it mean rows of bread, layers and layers from the bottom Adam to the opening of the tanur. So take on that, the Gemara says that we don't have a raya. Now, we mentioned in the Mishnah that there were guys who were tainus when there were two foxes that ate two children. So there were foxes that ate two children. So Amar Ula Mishum Reb Shimon ben Yitzadok, a similar Maisa Balu Zeivim Shnei Tinoikos. It was a story where foxes ate two children. Ve'akiyum Derech Beis Hari, and then eventually they went to the bathroom and out came the children. Not alive. So the story came to the Chachamim, the Tieru as a Basar, and they said that the Basar, the flesh of the children, is tar, because being that it was digested, it's not considered like Basar Ames anymore. Utimu as Atzamais, but the bones don't really get digested so well, the bones, they said, is still Metama. Aleilu Masrin b'Shabbos, we said in the Mishnah a list of things that were Masrin even on Shabbos. The Tana Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, also a list that Ir Sheikh Yifu Nachrim, if you have a city that the Goyim, they siege the city, Aynahar, or there's a river that's coming to sweep out the city. The Echad Sfina Mitarefes B'yam, or if you have a boat that's being thrown around at sea. The Echad Yachich and Nir Defimne Nachrim, and even an individual who's being chased by a guy. Aymimne Listen, or from bandits, Mimne Rach Ra, or from an evil spirit. For all these things, a yachid is allowed to be sagiv his atzmei b'tainis. He's allowed to fast, even though it'll be very difficult. He's allowed to fast. Rabbi Yosi Aymer, no, in a yachid rashi l'sagiv his atzmei b'tainis, if it's going to be very difficult, if it's going to be sigufim, so then he's not allowed to. He's not allowed to be misagiv his atzmei b'tainis. He's not allowed to pain himself and fast. And the Gemara explains because shami yitzdarich lebriyos ve'ena briyos merachmes olav, because maybe he's not going to be able to work. He's going to be too weak. He's going to need to be supported by others, and others aren't going to want to support him. They're going to say, "You did this to yourself. You shouldn't have been fasting, and therefore you shouldn't do this." Now, I'm Rav Yudah Marav, my time at Rav Yaisi. What's Rav Yaisi's makar? And the person has to take care of himself and make it that he doesn't have to come on to others. The chesiv, as the pasuk says, "Vahi adam on nefesh chayo." Which we derish from there, neshamu shenesati b'cha hechayeha. Hashem says, "The neshamu which I gave you, you have to make sure it stays alive. You have to make sure to eat. You're not allowed to fast." Shimon HaTimni Oimer Afal HaDever. Shimon HaTimni said, even for Dever, on Shabbos, we're Mesrian for Dever, for a plague. So Yibaylu, they asked the Shaila, the next line of the Mishnah is, V'loi Haidu Lai Chachamim. The Chachamim didn't agree. So what does it mean, V'loi Haidu Lai Chachamim? V'loi Haidu Lai Chachamim b'Shabbos. One way to understand is that they weren't masking that on Shabbos you could be Mesrian for Dever. Ava B'chol Haidu Lai. But they're made that during the week you are allowed to be Mesrian. Aydam Aloi Haidu Lai Klau. Or maybe they weren't made at all. They held that for Dever. For whatever reason, you're not masrin on Dever Bechlal. So Tal Shema, the Gemara brings a raya, the Tani we learned in the Braisa, masrin al Dever b'Shabbos, and Tzarach Leimer b'Chol. So the Tanakama says, you're masrin for Dever even on Shabbos, Kol Shkin during the week, even on Shabbos, and that's identical with the Shita of Shimon HaTimni. Whereas, Rabbi Chanan ben Pitum Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Aimer, that ain't masrin al Dever, Kol Iker. That no, you're never masrin on Dever, not even during the week. So that would seem to be consistent with the Shita of the Chachamim, and in which case, Vlei Haidu Lei Chachamim means that they held that we're never masrin for Dever. Al-Kol Tzara Shoy Tavay Al-Tzibur, we said also that if there's any sort of Tzara that comes on the Tzibur, so we're Masriyan. Tan Rabban, we know Tan Ebraisa, Al-Kol Tzara Shoy Tavay Al-Tzibur, Masriyan Al-Lev, Chutz Mirayv Geshamim. The one exception is if there's too much rain. If we're getting Tzar from there being too much rain, that's not something that we're Masriyan for the rain to stop. My time, it's the reason, I'm Rabbi Yechanan, Lefi She'en Mispalulin Al-Rayv HaToyva. You don't daven that there's too much good and that the good should stop. V'am Rabbi Yechanan, Minayin She'en Mispalulin, what's the makar? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, have you as kol ha'maisa b'sa'itzer v'goymer, and the pasuk says ad b'li die. So my ad b'li die, amr rami bar yod, ad sheyivlu sefseisei amiloy mer die, even until you're going to get so much bracha that your lips are going to be chapped from saying die so many times. So you see that, and that's considered a bracha. You don't daven for it to stop. Now, Amar Rami bar Rav Yud, ubegoyla masriyan alav. Even though it's true, you don't typically daven for too much good for it to stop. In Bavel and Goyla, so then you are masriyan. Rashi explains because there it's taka dangerous for there to be too much rain, because being that it's so low down, so it there can be massive floods and it can be very dangerous. And Tani Nami Hachi, we learned in the Braisa like this as well. Shana Shigeshameha Meruben, if you have a year that there's a lot of rain, so Anshe Mishmar Shochan Anshe Maimed, Anshe Mishmar, they send to the Anshe Maimed, the Yisraelim that are davening for Klal Yisrael, they send to them, Tinuei Nechem Bachechem Shebegoyla, that you should remember your brothers that are in Bavel, Shalu Yehei Bateim Kivrehem, that their houses shouldn't be their Kvarim, meaning make sure that there's not, to daven, that there shouldn't be too much rain in Bavel. Now Shaul was Rabbi Eliezer, the Talmidim asked Rabbi Eliezer in Eretz Yisrael, Ad Heichon Geshamim Yarden V'Yispalu Shlo Yerdu. Until what point, yeah, we know in Eretz Yisrael you don't daven too much Taiva, we get it. But at what point can you daven for the rain to stop? So Amar Lehem, Rabbi Eliezer said to them, Kidei Sheyamayin Adam Mekaren Oifel V'Yishach Shech Ragla B'mayim. To the point that the person standing in Karen Oifel and his feet are swimming in the water. Ava Tanya Yadav, we learned in the Braisa until his hands are swimming in the water. It says the Gemara Raglav Kiyadav Kamena, that Rabbi Eliezer meant feet like hands, meaning because when he's swimming, so then his feet and his hands are at the same level. But that's what he said. Only when a person could get so high up and his feet are swimming in the water, so that's when you could daven for the rain to stop. Now I'm a Rabbi Barachano, the Dichazili Karanifo. I saw this place Karanifo, the Kamahu Taya Kirachiv Gamo. And there was an Arab that was standing on the top of Karen Eiffel while he was riding a camel. V'nakin raimcha b'day, and he was holding a spear in his hand. And meschazi in tiva, and he looked like a little ant. He looked so tiny, which really means to say that Karen Eiffel is so high up that this is never going to happen. And Rabbi Eliezer was telling his talmidim that when you daven for the rain to stop, when you get to this place that's crazy high, Karen Eiffel, and your feet are swimming in the water, that's when you could daven for the rain to stop. Lashon of Rashi is kolema, as if to say, La'oilami misfalin, that you never, in Eretz Yisrael, you never daven for the rain to stop.